Welcome to Maseches Ksubos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 9, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah begins, HaMoshe Ves Ishtoi Chenvanus. Somebody who appoints his wife to be a storekeeper for the store that he owns, Aishe Mina Petroipa, or he appointed her as a property manager for the properties that he owns, Hareza Mashpia Kol Zman Sheyirtze, he is permitted to make her swear to him any time that he wants that she's dealing honestly and she didn't pilfer or take any of the merchandise or anything, any of the profits of the real estate deals or the property without permission. Rabbi Lezer says, not only that, the husband could even make his wife swear that she didn't take any of the wool that she was working with or from the dough that she was kneading. The Gemara just explains this Mishnah a little bit more. The Gemara explains like this, that according to the first opinion in the Mishnah, that a person can't make his wife swear that she didn't take things she wasn't supposed to, because that impedes the shalom bayis, the harmony in the home. If she works for him, then she's no different than any other worker, that a boss can make a worker swear that they're honest. However, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer is that even apilchav ali sasa, that a person can make his wife swear for anything. If he suspects that maybe she's taking things, she's pilfering things, it's permitted to make her swear. Let's see one more. Mishnah 5. The Mishnah begins, Kasav Abba. Let's say the husband wrote to his wife, Neder ushvua ein li alayich. I cannot obligate you to take a neder ushvua, to swear, take an oath. Then the husband can't make his wife swear anything not pertaining to domestic issues, definitely not pertaining to employment, such as being his storekeeper or property management, as we saw previously. However, let's say he divorces her and she dies, then the Yarshin, her inheritors, come and they say, you owe the ksuba, then he can make them swear. He can make them swear that it wasn't paid up in their life. So similarly, if let's say the woman had sold the ksuba to other people, so these people took a risk these people paid the ksuba, and now he divorced her and she died, and now the people that bought the ksuba are coming to claim the ksuba. The halacha is you could make the fellow swear. In that case, you could make the buyer swear, even though you made a condition that she won't have to swear, but that doesn't apply to people coming from her power. Continues the Mishnah, what happens if the fellow says there's no neder, no shvua, no oath, can't swear, not just on you, val your shaykh, nor on your inheritors, val aboyim b'shusech, randomly comes in your stead, then in the yachal ashpia, then he can't make anyone swear, like he, certainly not her, v'lo yosheh, not her inheritors, v'lo yosheh, aboyim b'shusech, and not even somebody who's coming due to her rights, somebody that bought her ksuba. Aval yoshav, however, the inheritors of the husband, mashpia noisa, let's say she dies, and the property falls to his inheritors, she wants to get the ksuba now from the inheritors of the husband, then they can make her swear that she wasn't paid anything. Similarly, her inheritors, Vesambo and Bishusa, or anyone that comes in her jurisdiction. However, the Mishnah concludes, let's say a fellow wrote to his wife, Neder Shvua Ainli, I have no way to make you do a Neder Shvua, swear or oath, V'loi Li Yorshai, not to my inheritors, V'loi Bhabo and Bishusi, and no one that comes in my power, Alayich on you, Val Yorshai on your inheritors, Allah bar and b'shusech, or anyone that comes because of you, then if Allah is, then ain't a yachal ashpia, you cannot make her swear, lehu, not him, layarshav, not his inheritors, la bar and b'shusech, not anyone that comes in his power, layarsa, they can't make her swear, v'layarshav, they can't make her inheritors swear, la bar and b'shusech, and not anyone who comes in her power, because the condition that he said remains, and it's steadfast. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.